Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to make a Charlie T dubplate style intro in Ableton Live 12, an 8 to 16 bar, high impact opener with Pirate Radio energy. We are building chopped MC phrases, gritty lo-fi texture, tape style saturation, long dub echoes and stutter edits that pop on small speakers, all with stock Live devices and beginner-friendly workflow so you can resample the result as a one-shot opener for sets or releases. First, what you'll end up with: a dubplate style intro at 174 BPM with chopped and pitched MC hits you can play or sequence, Pirate Radio FX, saturator, vinyl/bitcrush grit and long echoes, a punchy mono low end swell that cuts through small radios, and a resampled stereo WAV you can drop into a mix. Let's walk through it step by step. Preparation: set Live's tempo to 174 BPM and open a new set. Make one audio track for your vocal, one audio track for a subswell, and add two return tracks, one for echo and one for reverb. Label them echo and REV so you can send parts quickly. A. Source and warp 5-10 minutes. Import a short a cappella or a recorded MC shout, something between 1 and 6 seconds. Double-click the clip and enable warp. For full phrases, choose Complex or Complex Pro. They preserve timbre when you pitch or stretch. Set the clip BPM to 174 and trim the clip to the best phrase. Use the clip start and end to isolate the words you want to reuse as dubplate hits. B. Chop and create a dubplate rack 10-15 minutes. Drag the clip to a new MIDI track to create a simpler, or right-click and slice to new MIDI track if you prefer slice-based chopping. In simpler, either use slice by transient or grid slicing, or use one-shot mode and duplicate instances for different hits. Map your slices across keys by using a drum rack or an instrument rack so you can play stabs, pitch them down, and sequence them with MIDI. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip to start, a long hit on bar 1, a pitch down double on the end of bar 2, and a delayed echo stab on bar 2. Repeat and vary this to 4, 8, or 16 bars as you build the intro. C. Make it pirate. Saturation, mono low end and grit 5-8 minutes on your vocal rack. Add EQ 8 and high pass at around 60 Hz to remove rumble. Gently dip any muddiness around 300 to 600 Hz. Add saturator with plus 3 to plus 6 dB drive. Enable soft clip and try analog clip or tube modes for warmth. Use a utility to control stereo width. Keep the top a little wider if you like, but duplicate a low pass chain and set that chain to mono so the sub energy stays center. For vinyl and lo-fi character, add redux or vinyl distortion subtly. Try hopping redux between 8 and 16 bits or dust values of 1 to 4%. The idea is grit without making the vocal unintelligible. D. Echo, rhythm and stutter edits 8-12 minutes. Use a return track with Live's echo device. Set the echo time to a musical division, 1/4 dotted or 1/8, and sync it. Set feedback between 30 and 55% for long tails. Use the device filter to low-pass the repeats around 1 to 2 kHz, and add a touch of diffusion or modulation for analog wobble. Send the vocal to echo at about 15 to 30% to start. Automate the send for the classic delay throw. Keep the send low, then spike it up for the last quarter bar of a phrase to create a big echo tail. For stutter edits, use beat repeat on a separate effect chain or an effect chain inside your rack. Set interval to 1/16. Grid to 1/32 or 1/16, and gate short. Use beat repeat sparingly, trigger it on the bar before the drop for short, pirate-style fills. E. Subswell and low-end focus 5-8 minutes. Create a subswell track with operator or wave-eatable. Use a sine at the root and shape a swell with the amp envelope, a slightly slow attack, maybe 80 to 200 milliseconds, and a short release. Sidechain swell to a ghost kick or a short transient so it ducks slightly, and sits well in a busy mix. Use utility to mono the sub. Set width to 0% so the low end is center for small Pirate Radio speakers. F. Automation and structure 8-12 minutes. Arrange your intro across 8 to 16 bars. Start sparse with vinyl crackle and bring in vocal chops as you build. Use auto filter on the vocal rack or master to sweep a low pass cutoff from around 1 kHz up towards 6 to 8 kHz as you approach the drop. Automate the echo return send to create large dub echoes on final chops. For a tape stop or slowdown on the final bar, duplicate the vocal clip and automate clip transpose down by minus 4 to minus 12 semitones over half a bar, or use utility gain automation for a quick fade with a pitchy tail. G. Glue and resample 5-10 minutes. Prepare a master chain for the intro, a gentle high frequency cut if needed, glue compressor with a threshold around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, ratio between 2:1 and 4:1, attack 30 to 40 ms and a release around 200 ms. For parallel punch, duplicate the vocal and smash it with heavy saturation, then blend that duplicate back into taste. When you're happy, create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record the full 8 to 16 bar intro to a single stereo file. Make sure your record length extends past the performance so echo and reverb tails aren't cut off. Common mistakes to avoid: don't warp full phrases in beats mode. It makes choppy artifacts. Use Complex or Complex Pro. Avoid excessive delay feedback. It will clutter the intro. Automate sends for controlled throws. Keep subs mono. Derivo low end will disappear or phase on small radios. Don't oversaturate so the vocal becomes unintelligible. If clarity drops, boost a small bell at 2 to 4 kHz. Don't use beat repeat constantly. Use it as a spice in short bursts. When resampling, make sure return sends are active and record long enough for tails. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts: record a cheap phone mic shout and layer it under a cleaner take. The cheap layer gives pirate authenticity while the clean layer keeps clarity. Create a dummy MIDI clip or macro to automate echo send values. This makes delay throws reusable across projects. Layer a filtered white noise transient or vinyl crackle under the first hit, so the intro pops on compressed radio codecs. Save a dubplate intro rack with macros mapped to pitch, filter cutoff, beat repeat wet slash dry, echo send and saturation amount. Save it as a preset so you can jam and resample quickly. Freeze and flatten or consolidate tracks once you lock an arrangement to save CPU and to make resampling reliable. Export at 24-bit WAV and make both gritty and clean resamples so you have flexible options in a set. Mini practice exercise, 45 minutes step 1, 10 minutes. Choose a short one-line a cappella, warp in complex mode and isolate 3 distinct words or sounds. Step 2, 15 minutes. Chop the phrase into a drum rack or simpler and program a 4-bar MIDI pattern with 1 stab per bar into 1/16 stutter on bar 4. Step 3, 10 minutes. Add saturator around +4 dB. EQ 8 high pass at 60 Hz and a light redux or vinyl distortion. Send to echo with tilde 40% feedback and a low pass around 1.5 kHz. Automate one big echo on the last bar. Step 4, 10 minutes. Create a mono sub swell. Glue the buses and resample the 8-bar loop to a single audio file. Test on headphones and phone speakers and tweak low end or intelligibility if needed. Recap: you've warped and chopped vocal material into a playable rack, treated it with saturator and redux for grit, routed to an echo return for long dub echoes, reinforced the intro with a mono sub swell, automated sends and filters for drama, and resampled everything to a single one-shot intro. Key points: use complex warp for phrases, automate echo sends for controlled throws, mono the sub, and resample with tails in mind. Final mindset and performance notes: think of this intro as a weapon for radio sets. Clarity and impact over studio polish. Map macros for quick live tweaks and save your dubplate intro template with echo and reverb returns pre-configured. Test the resample on phones and cheap speakers and keep versions short and long, clean and dirty. That way you'll always have the right opener for the moment. Okay, load your a cappella. Set tempo to 174, and let's make a dubplate intro that cuts through the airwaves.